You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. On a Friday, commentator Gary Borders joins us now. He guides us into the forest to explore his favorite hiking spots from his childhood and today.
I spent a brief time in the forest recently on an untouched piece of wilderness one rarely finds in the South. A young boy was playing in the creek, snapping twigs off tree branches, tossing them into the clear water, clearly delighted to be out in the woods, as was I. It reminded me of my childhood, seeing that boy and the fun he was having. As a kid, I spent as much time in the woods as allowed, back in a time and place when it was safe for children to roam unsupervised, especially in the summer. I would leave the house not long after breakfast, likely after doing a few chores, and pedal my bicycle up Valley Street in Allenstown, New Hampshire, to Bruce Cudamash's house. A few other partners in crime would join us as we headed into the woods behind his neighborhood. We were headed to a magical place called White Cape. White Cape, which we claimed to have discovered but of course didn't, was a massive granite cliff that jutted up 550 feet. We hiked and played army around its summit. Bruce loved the place so much that he bought White Cape in a 14-acre parcel nearly 30 years ago. I visited it with him several years ago. After moving to East Texas at age 12, the forest changed, but the attraction remained. Now it was pine trees and summer stints at Camp Pirtle, the Boy Scout retreat where my late grandfather worked in the 1960s. I also explored the woods in the rear of the campus of Laterno University as a teenager when we lived on South 12th Street in Longview. A few acres were still left relatively untouched at the rear of the campus. We rode our bicycles there, later my Cushman scooter once restored. One night, walking home, I came across a ghost in those woods. A young girl was sitting at the base of a tree. She wore a white dress and appeared to be in her teens, a bit older than me. She was there, and then she was gone. She didn't say anything, just looked at me. But I saw her, and she saw me. Every time I think about that, as I have hundreds of times over the past 4+ decades, the small hairs in the back of my neck stand up. I don't know what I saw or whom, but I experienced something that remains as real to me today as it was so many years ago. I continue to treasure a hike in the woods, whether it's a day trip to Beavers Bend, Oklahoma, to hike along a fast-rushing river, or our recent foray to Colorado, where we hiked up a steep trail along which waterfalls plunged down granite cliffs. Every morning I hustle with Sam the Man down to the Borman Trail, which cuts through an urban forest filled with mature hardwoods and scattered pines. Deer often graze along the power line right of way. I saw them a couple days ago. The buck is beginning to grow a rack of antlers. He stood warily to one side of the trail while the doe and fawn grazed on the other side. We stopped, not wanting to spook him. Finally, he turned around and went back into the woods. Thoreau once wrote, "When we walk, we naturally go to the fields and woods. What would become of us if we walked only in a garden or a mall?" He wasn't talking about a shopping mall, of course. Some of us naturally go to the woods when we can. It brings us joy, perhaps a reminder of what it was like to be a little boy.
Commentator Gary Borders finds inspiration in the outdoors. You can find his photography and writing on his website, GaryBorders.com. Send him an email about your favorite hike at borders@redriverradio.org. Morning Edition continues in a moment here on Red River Radio.